It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we've wrapped up the first week of trading for the month of January, and we brought in officially a mixed performance, but mostly higher as far as the grains were concerned. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the first week of January's market performance.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the first week of January brought a lot of news into the commodity markets, and it brought a lot of anticipation as well. Of course, the anticipation is, what is USDA going to say in their report on the 12th today, as USDA will do a data dump of final crop production, winter wheat seedings, quarterly grain stocks, and their normal crop production report. So a lot of numbers are going to be released, and that had the market pretty quiet towards the end of the week. We didn't see much activity on Thursday and Friday, but we still eked out some positive performance as far as the grains were concerned. Minneapolis wheat was the only grain that did finish on the lower side, and that was mainly due to spreading between the other classes of wheat, as winter wheat did see a little bit of improving news, especially on the weather front, and poorer crop ratings all helped to support the winter wheat crop while Minneapolis struggled. Corn and soybeans, of course, seeing a little bit of support on the idea that the report's going to be friendly. We're also looking at the Supreme Court was supposed to come with their ruling on tariffs. They kind of pushed that off until Wednesday of this week. We'll see what that happens. But right now, the market is going to be focusing on these USDA reports on Monday, and that certainly will give the market some direction. As we wrapped up the first week of trading for January, we saw Minneapolis wheat drop 3 cents, while Chicago wheat was up 10 to 11 cents. Kansas City was up 15. Over in the corn market, we gained about 8 cents, while soybeans were up 16 to 17 cents. Soybean meal saw $7 to $8 gains. Bean oil was up 37 to 40 cents. And over in the canola market, we saw anywhere from $19 to $20 gains. In the meats, we struggled this week. Live cattle actually finishing a little bit on the lower side as it's struggling to see where cash is going to trade. Right now, live cattle did finish down anywhere from $1.30 to $2, while the feeder cattle market had some really good strength off of strong demand and big cash bids this week. Feeder cattle were up anywhere from $1.70 in the deferred contracts to over $4 in the front month. Hogs also saw a little bit of strength as those markets were up about $1 to $2. As far as the outside markets, because of Venezuela and some uncertainty in the energy markets, we did see crude oil gain $1.65. Gold was up $179. The dollar was up almost 0.8 cents, and the Dow Jones gained close to 1,500 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.